must one man have before he can hear people cry? How many deaths will it take till he knows that too many people have died? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. The flash flooding in Texas Hill Country have left at least 104 people dead and dozens are still missing. CBS's Nydia Cavazos reports from Kerrville.
We continue to hear the helicopters as they're searching for any potential sign of life here. Now, we know that these searches are going to continue. It's multiple agencies that are involved, federal, state, and local, close to 19. And officials did tell us that they're also asking for volunteers to come out and help.
With additional rain on the way, more flooding still threatens parts of central Texas. President Trump plans to tour the flood zone on Friday. Just days after ordering a pause in critical weapons deliveries to Ukraine, President Trump now says the U.S. will resume shipments to Kyiv.
We're going to send some more weapons. We have to. They have to be able to defend themselves. They're getting hit very hard now.
The comment comes after last week's phone call between President Trump and his Russian counterpart, Trump saying he was not satisfied with their discussion. CBS News has confirmed that the Transportation Security Administration is beginning to scrap the requirement that passengers remove their shoes while going through airport security. Aviation safety consultant Todd Curtis with airsafe.com.
Was having people take their shoes off a bit of an overreaction? Having that rule for 20 years, I think it was.
You can now keep your shoes on at airports in Baltimore, Philadelphia, and Portland, Oregon. California's governor is condemning the latest large-scale immigration sweep in Los Angeles. KNX's Craig Figner says it happened in broad daylight in the middle of a city park.
Dozens of federal agents swept through downtown LA's MacArthur Park. Some were on horseback, some in Humvees, and in the sky, what appeared to be a military chopper. California Governor Gavin Newsom says no one was detained, and he called what happened a cruel spectacle.
That's the message from the polluted heart of the President of the United States. This is not about going after dangerous criminals. This is about destroying the fabric of this state. It's about taking this state down.
Craig Figner for CBS News, Los Angeles.
Authorities say a 27-year-old man was killed after opening fire at a U.S. Border Patrol facility in McAllen, Texas. Police Chief Victor Rodriguez says Ryan Luis Mosqueda had a high-powered rifle on
him. There were many, many, many dozens of rounds fired from by the suspect towards a building and towards agents in that building.
One of the Fab Four has a milestone birthday today.
I'm Vicky Barker in London. He was born in a house without indoor plumbing. By his 20s, he had reached the pinnacle of rock stardom and, well, never really left. Beatles drummer Ringo Starr is 85 today and can look back on a very long and winding road.
This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. We offer auto, home, and commercial auto insurance, plus a variety of business insurance options. Visit Progressive.com today.
At Boot Barn, we believe the cowboy boot is the foundation for a life well lived. We work, we raise, we break bread, and tomorrow it starts again. This life requires a boot that supports perseverance. Ariat boots undergo 150 steps to ensure performance. Boot Barn carries over a 250,000 Ariat boots nationwide. Because out west, tenacity is second to none. Ariat at Boot Barn.
Now more than ever, Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price, you want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's, we help you save. Price match applies to same item. Current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at Lowe's.com/lowest price guarantee.
The New York Knicks have hired Mike Brown, turning to the two-time NBA Coach of the Year after firing Tom Thibodeau. Demolition work will begin this week on what's left of the collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge. CBS's Jim Crisula has the latest.
The vital bridge collapsed in March of last year after being hit by a container ship. Six men working on the span at the time were killed. Area residents are looking forward to a new bridge.
Well, I'm hoping they stay on schedule, for one thing.
It is a tragedy that the bridge fell, but also it's much better, I see, that we're going to have a new bridge, something safer to ride over, you know, and cut down on the traffic and all.
Engineers hope a replacement bridge costing nearly $2 billion will be open by the end of 2028. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
Jannik Sinner reaches the Wimbledon quarterfinals despite a bad elbow when Grigor Dimitrov quits with an injured pectoral muscle. It's the third time Dimitrov failed to complete a Grand Slam match this season. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A partly to mostly cloudy sky for the overnight. Light winds as morning lows drop into the mid-60s. On Tuesday, partly sunny skies, a chance of showers and storms. Highs will climb to the lower 80s. Storms ending Tuesday night will be dry Wednesday. It's 66 at our studios.
Radio Park to Pershing Park. Local news and timeless hits.
children.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
Racine, get ready. There's a new flavor in town. Introducing Charlie's Cheesesteaks, now open at 4700 Washington Avenue. Made-to-order Philly cheesesteaks, melty loaded fries, crispy wings, and refreshing lemonades. Hot, fresh, and packed with flavor. Bring the crew, grab a table, and taste what everyone's talking about. Charlie's Cheesesteaks, 4700 Washington Avenue, where flavor lives in Racine. Follow on Facebook for deals and daily specials. Charlie's, crafted hot, served fast.
Be part of history and buy a brick in the new Champions Plaza at Horlick Athletic Field. The Racine Raiders have teamed up with the City of Racine Parks, Recreation, and Cultural Services Department to add special plazas inside the main gates at Horlick Field. Get your brick to honor your school, team, or a friend or loved one today. Visit RacineRaiders.com for information.
Home is where the heart and the care should be. Senior Helpers of Racine help your loved ones age safely, right in the comfort of their home. From Alzheimer's and Parkinson's care to companionship and personal support, Senior Helpers trained caregivers create flexible care plans tailored to your needs. With a free, no-obligation in-home interview to help families make informed choices, fostering peace of mind. There's no place like home and no team like Senior Helpers. Visit seniorhelpers.com/WI/Racine.
Veterans, have you explored your benefits lately? The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs stands ready to serve Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. With our partners, like your local county veteran service officer, we can help access the benefits you've earned and the support you need. For more information, please visit WISVETS.com. That's WISVETS.com. Message sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
Wake up, little Susie, wake up. Wake up, little Susie, wake up. We both been
At WRJN, we're looking forward to joining you at events all summer in downtown Racine. From Hot Harbor Nights to Music on the Monument, First Fridays, and more, we'd love to meet you face-to-face. When we meet up, spin the WRJN prize wheel for fun summer stuff and sign up for our weekly newsletter. Summer goes by fast, so we're planning on taking advantage of all the events downtown. Hope to see you there this week.
There's a port on a western bay, and it serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their home. There's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say, "Brandy, fetch another round." She serves them whiskey and wine. They say, "Brandy, you're a fine girl. North of Spain, a locket that bears the name of a man that Brandy loved. He came on a summer's day, bringing gifts from far away, but he made it clear he couldn't stay. No harbor was his home. The sailor said, "Brandy, silent town, and loves a man who's not around. She still can hear him say, she hears him say, "Brandy, you're a fine girl.
and the morning sun. I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. Had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on a dock of a bay, wasting time.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits, too, on WRJN. Well, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. We keep the music going, and of course, we'll update you with CBS News, the top of every hour. And of course, that weather forecast, too, all important year-round. We've got it for you right here on WRJN. More timeless hits on the way next.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
You'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one.
You've painted up your lips and rolled and curled your tinted hair. Ruby, are you contemplating going out somewhere? The shadow on the wall tells me the sun is going down. Take your love to town. It wasn't me that started that old crazy Asian war, but I was proud to go and do my patriotic chore. And yes, it's true that I'm not the man I used to be. Still need some company. It's hard to love a man whose legs are bent and paralyzed. And the wants and the needs of a woman your age, Ruby, I realize. But it won't be long, I've heard them say, until I'm not around. Take your love to town. She's leaving now, 'cause I just heard the slamming of the door. The way I know I've heard it slam 100 times before. And if I could move, I'd get my gun and put her in the ground. Take your love to town. For God's sakes, turn around.
good dream. Like all at once I wake up from something that keeps knocking at my brain. Before I go insane, I hold my pillow to my head and spring up in my bed, screaming out the words I dread. I think I love you. This morning I woke up with this feeling I didn't know how to deal with, and so I just decided to myself I'd hide it to myself and never talk about it, and did not go and shout it when you walked into the room. I think I love you. Up against, I don't know what it's all about. I got so much to think about. Worry. I only want to make you happy, and if you say hey go away I will, but I think better still I'd better stay around and love you. Do you think I have the case? Let me ask you to your face. Do you think you love me? I think I love you. I think I love you.
I think I love you.
What?
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. The death toll from flooding in Texas Hill Country has now risen to at least 104, and dozens are still missing. CBS's Janet Shamlian has been talking to some grieving family members.
For some, like Emily Gutierrez, who is missing three family members, hope has given way to an agonizing reality.
We don't know. We genuinely don't know as much as we want to pray and hope. There's only so much a human can actually hold on.
In addition to the first responders, hundreds of volunteers have come together to walk the riverbank amid challenging conditions.
A man has died after an apparent natural gas leak at an apartment complex in Lexington, Kentucky. Firefighters alerted residents, among them Annette Estes.
I woke up hearing somebody beating at my door. They made me get out. I couldn't believe all the ambulances and all the fire trucks.
CBS News has confirmed that the Transportation Security Administration will soon no longer be forcing passengers to remove their shoes as they go through airport security. Aviation safety consultant Todd Curtis.
If new threats arise, I think the systems are in place around the world to respond to those threats. However, if those threats have been addressed, and I believe the shoe bombing threat has been addressed, I think those rules will change.
President Trump says he hopes a ceasefire in Gaza will come this week. CBS's Elizabeth Palmer is following negotiations in Qatar.
There's an Israeli team in Doha in Qatar, and there is a Hamas team in Doha in Qatar. And they are indirectly negotiating. They've had 2 days of talks. They're back in session tomorrow. There's been no breakthrough, but they're driving toward a 60-day ceasefire, during which Hamas says it will release about half of the remaining Israeli hostages, alive and dead, and Israel says it will withdraw its military from parts of the Gaza Strip.
Days after he ordered a pause in the delivery of critical weapons to Ukraine, President Trump has changed his mind. He's now saying the U.S. will have to send more weapons to Ukraine to help it defend against increasing attacks from Russia. A Justice Department memo concludes that there is no evidence that accused sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein had a client list. It also says he took his own life in jail. That contradicts numerous conspiracy theories. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt.
There was material they did not release because, frankly, it was incredibly graphic and it contained child pornography, which is not something that's appropriate for public consumption. But they committed to an exhaustive investigation. That's what they did, and they provided the results of that. That's transparency.
And this is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast